Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you. We bless and we honor you today for the privilege you have given us, Lord, to come to your feet, for the honor you have given us to be counted amongst the living. And we say, glory be unto you, our God, our Maker. Thank you for being our all in all, our sufficiency, for being our healer, our provider, our victory, our standard, our banner. We bless you today and forevermore in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also want to thank you for all the past broadcasts, for the word that have gone forth, for your word that have transformed, healed, and delivered, and brought salvation of souls to the people. We say glory be unto your holy name. Everlasting Father, we pray, Lord, that today you will breathe mightily upon the world, and everyone that hear your word today, Lord Jehovah God, let it do them good. Let it draw us closer and closer to you like never before. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will be with you this day and forever in the name of our Lord Jesus. That as you cry unto Him, He will answer you in the name of Jesus. Whatever you say concerning your day shall come into manifestation in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be discussing with you what I titled, He Who God Will Bless. He Who God Will Bless. I pray that you will be counted amongst those God will bless in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your blessing will not elude you. Your blessings will not be distributed to others in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of 2 Samuel chapter 6, and I'm reading from verse 5 to 12. Then David and all the house of Israel played music before the Lord on all kinds of instruments of firewood, on harp, on string instruments, on tambourine, on citrons, and on cymbal. And when they came to Nahon, the threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to the ark of the God, and took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the ark of God. And David became angry because of the Lord's outbreak against Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, "How can the ark of the Lord come to me?" So David would not move the ark of the Lord with him to the city of David. But David took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Now it was told King David, saying, "The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belong to him, because of the ark of God." So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with gladness. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We are told there that the ark of God was in Obed-Edom's house for just 3 months. And in those 3 months, God blessed Obed-Edom. He did not only bless him alone, he blessed members of his household. You know, blessings can be contagious. Who you associate with will also determine the extent to which you can go in life. The health only Obed-Edom was blessed, but every member of his household were also blessed. Obed-Edom did something which other people did not do. Mind you, brothers and sisters, this ark of God that we are talking about was previously in the house of Abinadab, and it was there for 70 years. It was in his house for 70 years, and his son Uzzah, rather than being blessed, was struck by God, and he died instantly by committing an error, trying to help God, trying to prevent the ark of God from falling. Why? Because the ark of God was not carried the way it's supposed to be carried. He was living and sleeping with the ark of God all his life, but he never knew the ark of God. He never knew the instructions of God. Brothers and sisters, it's not enough for you and I to go to the church. It's not enough for us to carry the Bible. What matters is what is in us. What do we know? Uzzah obviously did not know the instructions of God. He did not know, and as a result of that, he committed error. We as parents, we owe it to our children to teach them in the way of the Lord. It's not enough for us to be taking them to church on Sunday. It's not enough for us to even just every day we at home to pray together. No, you have to make sure that they also understand the precepts, the word of God. It's the word of God, is the truth that they know that will do them well. The truth they know, the truth they walk in accordance that will do them well. So brothers and sisters, Obed-Edom here was blessed. Why? The ark of God was in his house for just 3 months. He did what others did not do. One thing Obed-Edom did was that he accepted God. He accepted the ark of God when everybody, including King David, rejected. Your acknowledgement of God, is it only in your house or also it extends to the public? When you are in the public place, do you acknowledge this God? Do you let everybody know who you are and who he is? Brothers and sisters, God will bless those who acknowledge him. He will bless those who elevate him. He will bless those who lift him up. Obed-Edom here acknowledged the Lord. He accepted the ark of God when everybody denied the ark of God. Another thing we can see about this Obed-Edom is that he raised up a standard. He went beyond the call of duty. He went beyond the call of duty. It was not necessary for him to take the ark of God. He wasn't assigned to it, but he took it. Brothers and sisters, are you going beyond the call of duty to serve this God? Or you are just doing the basic? Those who do the basic, we get the basic. If indeed you want God to bless you abundantly, beyond measure, you need to be ready to do something extraordinary for God. What is it that you can point to in your life that you are doing for God that is extraordinary? If there is not, it's not too late. Brothers and sisters, look for something wonderful. Something extraordinary, something others are not doing, begin to do for your God and expect an harvest of blessing to come your way in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we can get about the person that God will bless is that that person must be ready to change his belief. You must have a belief that with God nothing is impossible. Do not limit your God. The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You will not limit your God. The grace not to limit your God, the Lord will release unto you. The grace for you to know that indeed with God, with the Spirit of God residing in you. The Bible makes us to understand that his Spirit dwells in us. And for that reason, we can say, who is in me is greater than who is in the world. And because his spirit dwells in us, then you and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You will not limit your God, and your God will not be limited in your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we need to know is that you need to move from knowing what to do and doing what you know. You need to move from knowing what to do and doing what you know. You see, it's not enough to know what to do. It's not enough. The things of God is actionable. When you know what to do, what are you doing about it? Are you doing something about it, or you are just looking at it and you are not doing anything? The Bible tells us in the book of James chapter 1, verse 22, say, but ye be doers of the word and not hearers, only deceiving themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forget what kind of man he was. Brothers and sisters, many of us come to the church. We hear the word of God. At times when we hear those word of God, we feel excited. We feel so elated. And then when you get out, we forget it. And we begin to do things the way we have been doing before. Brothers and sisters, maybe it's time for you to change. It's time for you to begin to live according to the word of God that you are hearing. It's not just hearing the word of God. It's doing the word of God. It's living a lifestyle according to the word of God. And when you do so, you should be rest assured that indeed this Almighty God that we are talking about is going to bless you abundantly beyond your widest imagination in the mighty name of Jesus. Another thing about person that God is going to bless is that they seek after the fruits of the Spirit. They seek after the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible tells us in the book of Galatians chapter 5, say, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, because you have the gift of the Spirit in you. Verse 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Seek after the fruit of the Spirit. When you seek after those fruits, then you can be rest assured that your blessing is on the way. And then, finally, you must learn to digest the word of God consistently. It's not what you do occasionally that determines who you are. What determines who you are is what you do on a regular basis. That is what determines who you are, not what you do occasionally. Whatever you do, do it consistently. It's in the place of consistency that you can get reward. And I pray that the Almighty God will release His grace upon you, that you may get your reward, your blessing, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And one of the things we need to do consistently is praying to the Lord. The Bible tells us we should pray without ceasing. Another thing we need to do consistently is to study the Word of God. Another thing you and I need to do consistently is to evangelize. Tell people about the goodness of God. And as you consistently do this, not occasionally, not when you like it, not when you feel like, not when it is comfortable, at all times, God will reward you abundantly. And if you are hearing me today, you don't even have a relationship with this God, I'm giving you this opportunity for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, thank you for this, your children. I pray that you write their names in the book of life. For everyone who have heard this message, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The Lord will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides in the mighty name of Jesus. In blessing, He will bless you. In multiplication, He will multiply you. The Lord Almighty God will shine His light upon you. His countenance will be upon you. Your prayers will never be an abomination in the ears of the Lord. The Lord will do something wonderful for you this day and beyond in Jesus' name. Amen. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.